जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारे यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 নিতাই গৌর হরিবল 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 জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজক আচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শিষ্য মাধব শরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কি ইসকন বিবৃ ফাউন্ডার আচার্য জীবাঙ্গ্রেশল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজক আচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শিষ্য মাধ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত করি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর লিত বিশাখাজীব কি শ্রী নিতাই গৌর সুন্দর কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি শ্রীহরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি সমবেত গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরি সদা অ্যাসেম্বলি বডিস অল গ্লোরি সদা অ্যাসেম্বলি বডিস অল গ্লোরি সদা অ্যাসেম্বলি বডিস অল গ্লোরিস অল গ্লোরিস অল গ্লোরি শ্রী গুরু অন গৌরাঙ্গ অল গ্লোরিস টু শিল প্রভুপাদ ওম জ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টম স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স পদান্তিকম বন্দেহং শ্রীগুর শ্রীযুত পদকমলং শ্রীগুরুং বৈষ্ণবাংশ শ্রীরূপং সাগ্রজাতং সহগণা রঘুনাথান্বিতং তং সজীবম সাদ্বৈতং সাবধূতম পরিজনা সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদান সহগণা ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ নমোং বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সারস্বতে দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্য দেশতারিণে বাঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যেব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ নমো মহাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরতিষ্ঠে নমঃ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধ জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিশ্ববানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওং নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমম্ দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয় মুদীরয়ে নষ্ট প্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকী So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 39, Text Number 30 and 31. So we'll be reciting Text Number 31 together. Text 30 has no purport, so I'll read the text and the translation. Text 30.
Jo annachaye brajam ananta sakhaparita gopir vishan khura rajas churitalakasrak benankanam smita kataksha nirikshanena chittam chinanti omumritenu katham bhavema.
Translation. How can we exist without Ananta's friend Krishna? Evening would return to Braj in the company of the cowherd boys. His hair and garland powdered with the dust raised by the cow's hoofs. As he played his flute, he would captivate our minds with his smiling, sidelong glances. Text 31.
Sri Shuka Uvacha. Ivang Bhruvana Vira Hatura Bhisham Braja Striya Krishna Vishakta Manasaha Brishijalajam Rurudusma Susharam Govinda Dama Dharmadaveti Sishuka Uvacha Evam Bhruvana Virahatura Vrisham Braja Striya Krishna Vishakta Manasaha Usrijja Lajjam Rudusma Susharam Govinda Dama Dharmadaveti Sishuka Uvacha Evam Bhruvana Virahatura Vrisham Braja Striya Krishna Vishakta Manasaha Vrishijja Lajjang Rurudusma Susharam Govinda Dama Dharmadaveti
Vaishnavis. Vaishnavis.
Vishnu Vacha,
श्रीशुक उवाच सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड एवं दस ब्रुवाना स्पीकिंग विरह बाय फीलिंग्स ऑफ सेपरेशन आतुरह डिस्ट्रॉट भृशम थरली ब्रज स्त्रिय द लेडीज ऑफ ब्रज कृष्ण टू कृष्ण विषक्त अटैच्ड मानस देयर माइंड्स विसृज एबंडनिंग लज्जम शेम रुरुदुष्मा दे क्राइड सुशरम लाउडली गोविंद दामोदर माधव इति ओ गोविंद ओ दामोदर ओ माधव ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन Sukadeva Goswami said, after speaking these words, the ladies of Braj, who are so attached to Krishna, felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda, O Damodara, O Madhava. Purport. Three lines purport. For a long time, the gopis had carefully hidden their conjugal love for Krishna. But now that Krishna was living, the gopis were so distressed that they could no longer hide their feelings. Mukam karati vachalam pungul langhayate giring jat kripatam aham vande sri guru gnatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya Hare Krishna. So we are in Vrindavan Dham. Discussing about the 10th canto and also a very intense section of Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is living Vrindavan. But Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. That is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very wonderfully has given his teachings in one verse. Aradha Bhagavan Brajasatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachitupasana Brajabudhu Vargana Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Premapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Adara Naparaha. So whatever teachings Mahaprabhu gave, whatever gift Mahaprabhu gave to all of us, is topmost. So Mahaprabhu's teaching is, we should worship that form of Lord who is known as Brajasatana, Brajanna Nandan Krishna. And we should worship his abode, Vrindavan Dham. And many devotees worship Krishna in Vrindavan. But Mahaprabhu is telling, from Ma Kachit Upasana, the ways gopis worship Krishna is the topmost worship. And what is the proof? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof. And what is the goal of all life? Premapumartha Mahan. Love of Godhead, love for Krishna is the goal of the sadhakas who claim to be Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So topic is very deep, intense, but very difficult for the conditioned soul to understand. First is prema, bhakti. We have to understand what is prema bhakti. So Rupa Goswami has given the definition of Suddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. What is that? Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anabritam Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Uttama. If we want to understand Bhakti as given by Mahaprabhu, we have to understand this verse. This is the fundamental verse of the science of bhakti, which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu taught this verse to Rupa Goswami in Prayag. And after learning from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami has discussed elaborately. How many days Rupa Goswami heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag? 10 days. And how long Rupa Goswami took to compile Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Do you know? I heard he took 17 years to compile Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And who edited this book? Jiva Goswami. So it's the devotional classic. Prabhupada did not have time to give commentary, but he gave a summary study that is known as Nectar of Devotion. So according to this definition, the primary aspect of this definition is that our bhakti should have only one motivation: pleasing Krishna. Nothing else. Brajavasis, they live only to please Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Krishna is the center. You may say Krishna is the center in other place also, but Krishna is in the center doesn't mean it's a geographical location. So when you give lecture to the householders that household life should be centered around Krishna, they think maybe Krishna should be at the center of the house. It's not a geographical or external thing. Krishna being the center of our life means whatever we think, whatever is our life is meant for pleasing Krishna. That is the meaning of Krishna being the center of our life. And that is the central point of the definition of Uttama Bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. We have two kinds of desires that can be divided into unlimited varieties: desire for bhakti and desire for mukti. Most of the people in this world want to enjoy life. That's why you are here. Enjoying is not bad. Enjoying separately from Krishna is the root cause of our problem. Krishna is a super enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. Prabhupada says, if you want to enjoy, join Krishna. Sometimes people misunderstand that bhakti means suffering. Spiritual life means life is finished. That's why people become very disturbed when their children or their family members, their relatives, they take up the process of Krishna consciousness, especially at young age. They said young age is for enjoyment and old age is for bhakti. This is the common understanding, right? But Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam says completely opposite. That's why people don't like to hear Bhagavatam. Because whatever we understand, whatever you hear, Bhagavatam says completely opposite. Prahlad Maharaj says we should start bhakti at the age of 5. But our common understanding is bhakti should start at 50. So coming to the point of bhakti, bhakti means pleasing Krishna. And this bhakti has three different levels. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. Prema pumartha mahan. Mahaprabhu came to give us not sadhana bhakti, not bhava bhakti. He came to give us prema bhakti. And that also we'll discuss. What kind of prema bhakti? So what is the meaning of sadhana bhakti? Sadhana bhakti means engaging our body and senses in the service of the Lord, but we are not pure. We have anarthas. And sadhana bhakti also has two varieties. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and raganuga sadhana bhakti. And people have misunderstanding. They think raganuga bhakti means prema bhakti. Raganuga bhakti is also sadhana bhakti, but it's advanced stage of sadhana bhakti. So Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is performed based on the principle of Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. In what? In the instruction of the spiritual master and also the instruction of the scriptures. So when we have faith in the words of scriptures and also in the instruction of the spiritual master, that bhakti is known as Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And when sadhana bhakti is conducted by, inspired by loha, greed, that is known as Raganuga Bhakti. Activities are the same, only inside is changing. Sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, externally they are all same. What is changing? Changing is inside. Depending on the purity, we go to the different level. It begins with Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, then go to Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, then Bhava Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti. So Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Sadhana Bhakti teke hai rotir udai. Roti garo hoile tare prem nam koi. So how to get Bhava Bhakti? We have to do sadhana bhakti. That is a normal process. And when our practice and the mercy of the Lord, they combine together, that will manifest bhava. And when bhava becomes intensified, that becomes prema. So we can do our part. But how to get the mercy? That is very important point. Rupa Goswami explains, who can get the mercy of the Lord? Who is very, very sincere. Sincerity attracts the mercy. The next question will be, what is the meaning of sincerity? Many people may think, oh, we are sincere. We have different ideas of sincerity. But what is the real meaning of sincerity? Giving 100% for Krishna. That is the meaning of sincerity. We have to give full body, mind and words. Mother Yashoda tried to bind Krishna and the process began during Mangalavati time. And she could succeed during Sandharati time. Whole day. So some devotee said that in order to attract the mercy of the Lord, we cannot have part-time devotional service. It's a full-time. Always give 100% to Krishna, body, mind and words. Then mercy will flow. It's not that, oh, you just offer some obeisances, give some mercy. I got some flower from the pujari. So I got the mercy. This is not external. Mercy is an internal process. So mercy will flow. You don't have to pray for it. Mercy will flow when we are sincere, means giving 100% for Krishna's service. That is sincerity. So then when these two combine, our endeavor and the mercy of the Lord, then that will lead to Bhava Bhakti. and bhava bhakti matures into prema bhakti. So what is the symptom of prema bhakti? It's very difficult to explain prema bhakti. Rupa Goswami also admits, he explained in details the process of sadhana bhakti in 16 chapters. Bhava bhakti, 2 chapters. Prema bhakti, 1 chapter. 19th chapter of the Eastern Ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu talks about prema bhakti. And he defines also, what is the definition of prema bhakti? Intensified state of bhava bhakti is known as prema bhakti. And what happens at this prema bhakti? 2 things happen. Our heart becomes very, very soft like butter. Very soft. That is a symptom of prema bhakti. And he develops, that devotee who has developed love of Godhead, he will have a intense possessiveness of Krishna. Krishna is mine. Krishna is mine. That is a symptom of prema bhakti. And heart will be very, very soft. And Prabhupada explains in Kali Yuga, conditioned souls naturally have hard heart, but in Kali Yuga we are specially blessed to have very, very hard heart. So it is said, even the stone can melt if you chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the potency of the holy name. But our acharyas are singing, we are so unfortunate, our heart is so hard, even after chanting the holy name, it is not melting. It means it is harder than stone. So how it is made? Still. Specially made. Kali Yuga heart is made by still. Special still. Very difficult to melt. But prema bhakti means soft like butter. Very, very soft hearted. Because unless heart is soft, you cannot experience love. That is a symptom. So this prema bhakti also have 2 varieties. Mahatma jnana prema bhakti and kevala prema bhakti. What is that? We already discussed that sadhana bhakti is of 2 types. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and raganuga sadhana bhakti. From vaidhi sadhana bhakti we get mahatva jnana prema bhakti. And by performing raganuga sadhana bhakti we get kevala prema bhakti. What is the difference? In mahatma jnana prema bhakti, love is there, but love is mixed with the knowledge of the greatness, majesty of the Supreme Personality of God. And that will take us up to Dwarka. But in order to enter into Vrindavan, we have to develop kevala prema. And that will manifest in our heart when we perform raganuga sadhana bhakti. And through raganuga sadhana bhakti, we get that kind of prema, which will make us eligible to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. So what prema bhakti Mahaprabhu is talking about, that is kevala prema, not mahatma jnana prema bhakti. So Mahaprabhu came to give us golokero premadhan harinam sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu came to give us braja prema bhakti. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitu munnata ujjalara sang sa bhakti sriyam Hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita sada hidaya kandare spuratuva sachinandana. So Mahaprabhu came to give what was not given for long, long time. Long, long time means how long? So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he appears into this material world in every yuga. Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya chaduskritam dharma sangasthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In every yuga Krishna comes. But Krishna comes not as Swayam Bhagavan Sarup. Krishna comes as Jugavatar in every Juga. But Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of God, Rite Changsa Kalapungsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, that Bhagavan Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. And one day of Brahma is known as Kalpa. So Krishna doesn't come in Juge Juge. Krishna comes Kalpe Kalpe. That's why it's so long time. Very, very long. And you know what is the duration of one day of Brahma? 1000 Chaturjuga. That is one day of Brahma. And what is the duration of Chaturjuga? 43,20,000 years is one Chaturjuga. Multiply that by 1000, that is one day of Brahma. And Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. One day of Brahma is ruled over by 14 Manus. And Krishna comes during the 7th Manu, which is going on now. And he comes in the 28th Chaturjuga. At the end of Dapara. That is the time of Krishna's appearance. That's why it is said, which was not given for long, long time. So Mahaprabhu came to give that prema, which is known as Kevala Prema, Braja Prema Bhakti. And Braja Prema Bhakti also primarily three rasas, also five rasas. Vrindavan is primarily of three rasas, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So Mahaprabhu came to give Madhurya Prema Rasa. That is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is happening in this section. How gopis are responding, expressing their love for Krishna. It is inconceivable for the conditioned soul. What to talk about conditioned souls? Even inconceivable for Krishna to understand. Krishna doesn't understand. So Krishna says that what is the use to be a god? Why he developed that feeling? So in Dwarka, he saw a beautiful form and he became attracted by that. And he was running in madness to embrace that boy. And when he was running, and he came to realize that is his own reflection. Then he started thinking, oh my God, why I am God? And I don't know how beautiful I am. Krishna doesn't know his own beauty. Krishna doesn't know his own sweetness. Rasmalai is made here. So how sweet Rasmalai is? Rasmalai knows? Who knows? You all know. So what is the good option? To become Rasmalai or to become a person who will enjoy Rasmalai? That's why Prabhupada says that I am giving a process by which you can experience that taste of sweetness, which Krishna also cannot experience. So, Krishna was feeling deficiency, that I am not complete. And Krishna developed some greed. He spoke Bhagavad Gita to give up greed, but he is experiencing, he wants to experience that greed. What is that greed? There are three transcendental greed Krishna developed. And that is the cause of Mahaprabhu's appearance in this material world. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrishabanaiva Sadha Janad Bhutta Madhurima Kidrishaba Modiya Sokhancha Samadhanu Bhavata Kidrishang Vetti Lobat Tat Bhavadda Samaja Nisochi Garva Sindhu Harindu. So Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience Gopi's love. Especially Radharani's love for Krishna. And three aspects he wanted to know. First, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima. The glories of Srimati Radharani's love. Second,
The happiness Radharani experiences by rendering devotional service to Krishna. And third, to experience his own sweetness. Krishna doesn't understand, doesn't know his own sweetness. So in order to experience that sweetness, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are three reasons. First, to understand the glories of Srimati Radharani's love, to experience the happiness of Srimati Radharani, and third, to experience his own sweetness. So that is the glory. So here, love in separation is explained. And that is the love Mahaprabhu came to give it to us. There are love in union, that is known as Sambhoga, and there is love in separation. So Mahaprabhu came to distribute love in separation. Goswamis, they also experienced that love. Hey Radhe, Braja Devi, Kesha Lalite, Hey Nanda Shunakutaha. Where are you? Means it's love in separation. So Mahaprabhu experienced that in Kanai Narsala, and he was experiencing that intensely in Jagannath Puri in his Bhajan Kutir Gambira for last 12 years of his manifested pastimes. And he talks about that Vipralamba Bhav in the 7th verse of Sikkhastakam. Jugaitam Nimeshena Chakshusa Prabhisaitam Sunnaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Birahename. Biraha means Vipralamba, love in separation. And what is the symptom? Jugaitam Nimeshena Chakshusa. For the gopis, the dropping of the eyelids was like a juga. In the previous verse, it is explained, when Krishna used to come back in the evening, whole day the gopis are waiting to see that form, intense separation. Then when Krishna used to come, they are gazing at the lotus face of Krishna, and that time the gopis used to condemn the creator. That creator does not know how to create. I am telling in a very soft version. Gopis are very, very heavy. And they said, why? Creator doesn't know how to create? Because Krishna has unlimited beauty. Unlimitedly beautiful. How beautiful Krishna is? You have any idea? How you can have idea? Krishna doesn't have idea. So how we can have any idea? We cannot have any idea of that. How beautiful he is. The most beautiful lady of this world is known as Miss Universe, Miss World. As compared to the beauty of this earthly planet, the beauty of the heavenly planet is much, much more. The apsaras, the damsels of heavenly planets are much more beautiful than the beautiful ladies of this earthly planet. Then the Lakshmijis in Vaikuntha are much, much more beautiful than the apsaras of heavenly planets. Then Dwarka, the queens of Dwarka, they are much more beautiful than the Lakshmijis in heavenly planet, in Vaikuntha planets. The gopis of Vrindavan are much more beautiful, much, much more beautiful than the queens of Dwarka. So how many gopis are there in Vrindavan? Unlimited. You have to remember this word. Unlimited. Asankhya and Achintya. These are two things very, very closely connected with Krishna and Vrindavan. It is said when Krishna was performing Bhoma Vrindavan Leela in Maharas Leela, Krishna used to dance with 3 billion gopis, 300 crores. Can you relate to that? We cannot, because it's Achintya. Rasasthalis are too small, right? But 300 crores gopis, how they could stay? What to talk about dancing? So unlimited number of gopis, out of that 108 gopis are principal gopis, and out of 108, 8 are most beautiful gopis. 4 from Radharani's side, 4 from Chandravali's side. Out of this 8, 2 are most beautiful gopis, Chandravali and Srimati Radharani. And out of these 2, Radharani is most beautiful. And how beautiful she is, our acharyas are explaining. We cannot explain, but they are trying to give some idea. As soon as Krishna sees Radharani, his whole thing becomes disturbed. Nothing works. He's surrounded by seniors, surrounded by Balaram and other gopas. Nothing works. As soon as Radharani comes into the picture, everything gone. He's out of control. He cannot control himself. How beautiful it is. And it is said, if a sadhaka, by the mercy of the Lord, has a little idea or little glimpse of Radharani's beauty, he cannot hold it. He will faint unconscious. That is the level of beauty of Srimati Radharani. Unparalleled, unlimited. We cannot have any idea of the beauty of Srimati Radharani. So one gopi came to Srimati Radharani and said, I am very fortunate today. I could see the beautiful form of Krishna. So Radharani said, oh, you are so fortunate. I cannot have that fortune. He said, why? Because when I see a limb of Krishna, I cannot move my eyes from that limb of Krishna. So how can I see the beautiful form of Krishna? That is the beauty of Krishna. Some idea. Unlimitedly beautiful. So gopis are condemning. Why? In order to see that unlimited beautiful form of Krishna, Creator should have given unlimited number of eyes. But he has given only 2. And that also he doesn't know how to create. He has given eyelids. And dropping of eyelids was like a juga. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling, jugaitam nimeshena chakshusha prabhisaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. One juga is also known as 12 years. That's why Mahaprabhu was experiencing the separation for last 12 years of his manifested pastime in Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri is the place of experiencing love in separation. It's known as Vipralamba Chetra. That's why after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. There are 2 gods in Jagannath Puri. One is Lord Jagannath, another one is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And both are feeling intense separation. When Krishna experiences separation from Radharani, that is Jagannath. And when Krishna experiences separation from Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that is the beautiful aspect of Jagannath Puri. And that is Ratha Yatra, a festival of experiencing that Vipralamba Bhav. Mahaprabhu experienced that in front of Lord Jagannath during Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. So it is explained, Vipralamba Bhav happens when we attain the level of Mahabhav. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nibriti Nishtha Ruchi Ashakti Bhava then Prema. Prema also has different levels. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, Mahabhava. Mahabhav is primarily for the gopis. And some special Priya Narma Sakhas, they can experience Mahabhav also, not to the level of gopis, but they can experience that also. But primarily, when you talk about Mahabhav, it is connected with the gopis of Vrindavan. So that Mahabhav starts manifesting when the gopis experience love in separation. That's why Krishna arranges in such a way that gopis become separated from Krishna. So this Vipralamba has 4 aspects. Purvarag, then Mana, then Prabhasa, then Premvaichitya. These are the four aspects of Vipralambha. Purvaraga means when the hero and heroine, they are not yet united. Before that, before meeting, before knowing each other, they feel that separation. That is known as Purvaraga. Then when they gather together, then there are quarrel, transcendental quarrel. So quarrel is coming from the spiritual world only. So love means fight. So Prabhupada used to say husband and wife means there should be fight. Not physical fight, at least verbal fights, arguments. If there is no verbal argument, everything is going on very wonderfully, that means something is wrong. It's not normal. So love means there will be quarrel. That's called mana. Then prabhasa. Prabhasa means when lover and beloved is separated for long, long time in a distant place. And that exactly happened. That's exactly happening in this verse. Krishna is coming out of Vrindavan. Means he is being separated geographically and also for many, many years. That is known as prabhasa. And the fourth one is prema vaichitya. Prema vaichitya means they are together next to each other. Still they are feeling they are not there. That is called prema vaichitya. And that happened in Prem Sarovar. So in Prem Sarovar, Radha and Krishna are together, but one bee, honey bee, was disturbing Radharani. So Krishna called Madhusudan and said, drive away this bumblebee. So Madhusudan did that and he said, Madhusudan is gone. Madhu is gone. When Madhumangal said like that, Radharani felt that Krishna, Madhusudan is gone. Krishna was just sitting next to her, but she was feeling Krishna is not there. So that kind of experience is known as prema vaichitya. Very, very intense. And Radharani started crying. Unlimited quantity of tears were flowing from the eyes of Srimati Radharani. And by seeing that, Krishna started crying. This is called the tears of love. And that manifested that sarovar, that pond, that lake, that is known as Prem Sarovar. So Prem Sarovar is the place of that Vipralamba Bhav. What Mahaprabhu exhibited in Jagannath Puri, what he was first experienced at Kanai Natsala, in Brajadham, it happened at Prem Sarovar. So this kind of explanation are given by our acharyas. So it's a very high level of experience. We cannot imitate that. If we try to imitate, then our spiritual life will be doomed. It's nothing to be artificially imitated or practiced. Prabhupada said we can achieve a glimpse of that when we follow in the footsteps of our acharyas. That's what is the process? Sadhana bhakti. We have to sincerely follow the sadhana bhakti. Bhajaner madhya sestha navavida bhakti krishna prem krishna dite dhara mahasakti. We have to follow Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have to follow Rupa Goswami. And that explains how to attain that love of Godhead. It is said, bhajaner madhya sestha navavida bhakti. By sadhana we can get love of Godhead. And what is the best process of sadhana bhakti? Nine processes. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padusevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. These are the nine processes of devotional service. Why it is topmost? Krishna prem krishna dite dhare mahasakti. It has the great potency to give Krishna love for Krishna. Tarmadde sarvasestha nam sankirtan. Out of these nine, the supermost position is holy name of the Lord. Nam sankirtan. Niraparadhe nam loile pai premadhan. If we chant the holy name without any offense, we can get that love of God. So our process is chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So whatever love the gopis are experiencing in Vrindavan, that love can be experienced by the sadhakas, those who are following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by loudly chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
So do you have any question or comment for, I don't know.
How long?
5 minutes are allowed to have question and answer.
Okay, very good. Very good comment. Any question? Okay, no question. Thank you so much. I think you are all in ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.